Welcome back to the show. It is the Rookie Card Investor. It's your host, Luke. It's about 1:11 on a Tuesday night. It's bedtime right after this. And of course, a great time to ramble about sports cards after I just posted eBay for the last couple of hours. A new strategy I'm doing is trying to post lots, seeing if they move the needle. But what are we talking about today? Fanatics, my first order of sports cards with Fanatics. Wanted to go through pros and cons and one concern that I have. And second, just want to talk about my favorite card market, the football cards, and then skill position players, and then which quarterbacks are in the most demand right now after we saw Tua go down. Tyrod Taylor, but I mean, it's Tyrod Taylor. Baker Mayfield went down for a second. I think he's fine. And then Carson Wentz is injured again. Is it the end of Carson Wentz? Anyways, right to Fanatics. Ordered Topps Chrome Blaster about 3 to 4 weeks ago, and it just came on Friday. Opened it, got some decent cards, nothing amazing. But two things here. I'm not a huge fan of how Fanatics uses Facebook ads, and then we'll give you that you know, they give you that promo code. It's just like for being there, it makes you feel special. Even though I've been there so many times and bought stuff, it's like I just expected to be there. So I use promo code COOL or Macho or whatever it was, and it did not apply to trading cards, but I did get free shipping. But then I paid like $3 and $4 for the processing fee, and net it didn't save any money on it, but that's fine. The issue is it took a really long time to get here. It said it was going to be in my area, and that it was in Indianapolis. I live in Minnesota. That's nowhere close. Then it got here, and that's fine, but a lot of people, including myself, a lot of people don't put all their money into sealed wax. A lot of people want to buy these new products kind of as a treat or for fun because they're getting more expensive now. And the delay is going to cause more supply to be in the market when we get cards and open them. And it's just going to hurt the resale value of people that do want to sell maybe nice rookies back or some of those cards they just don't want. Nice refractors or new prism refractors of parallels or veterans that other people out there might be collecting. And it's concerning to me that we could, for just the average Joe that doesn't have the money to buy hobby or buy the LCS pricing or on eBay, are they going to be able to, like, why would they buy cards other than just for the love of collecting? And you can do whatever you want on the hobby. That's what I think what makes it a great hobby. You can try to make a bazillion dollars in this. I think you're going to be miserable. It's going to be no fun. And you can just go buy all the Blake Bortles cards in the world or Christian Yelich or Keston Hira or whatever players that you connect with in your history of fandom and following your favorite sports teams. But that's a concern of mine. I don't know if I could shell out a couple $100 to get a new Top Series 1 blaster that normally does pretty well if you get it on day one. If you grind, like, that's a strategy of mine, is treat yourself to a Top Series 1 or 2, whatever you want, whatever I think is going to be better, and then just grind that whole day after opening it and making maybe a third of your money back at the start. And then if you grade some cards, you can break even, maybe make some money on it. But it's not for that. It's just for the thrill of the hobby and opening packs. But I don't want that to be shut down for someone having just no market to sell it back to. Obviously, they're not manufacturing this or have the supply chain and all that set up. I think this will get addressed, but that was a concern right off the bat. So, second thing I want to talk about today is the sports card markets, specifically in football. And Joe Burrow is off the charts right now. I'm going to be talking about mainly just sales volume in the last 7 days. So, Joe Burrow was at 159 sales, which I think is kind of interesting. He hasn't had an amazing start to the year, but Ja'Marr Chase is playing well. So there's another rookie in the ball game. And when Joe Burrow, and I'm always curious when some of the fantasy football talking heads are like, oh, could Joe Burrow get in your lineup? Is Jalen Hurts a QB1, Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray? And they talk about these guys and they just drill it into your head. And I think it's starting to move the needle a little bit more than it has in years past in specific to skill position players. So quarterback rundown, the most in demand from top to bottom, Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Tua. Tua was at 140 sales, but he's at a minus 11 price change due to that potential injury in MRI. Jalen Hurts, 178 sales. But the thing with him and his volume increase, which was a lot, I don't know if it's because he had a really good first game, second game that didn't look very good. He's minus six, but a lot of the cards that are selling are not Prism Optic. I think a lot of these are those Donruss people might be dumping, so that's why I listed him fourth. After that, we have Jalen Hurts. After Jalen Hurts, Jordan Love, Patrick Mahomes, Kyler Murray. The first skill position player we see is CeeDee Lamb. Dak Prescott has looked really good. Maybe he's not even at 100% yet. And those two look to be in an absolute tear. With other injuries there, he might even get more target share. But we need to know if he's going to be good or good enough like Davante Adams and Keenan Allen to really win those one-on-one and double-team coverages over the long term. I mean, there's 16, 17 games of tape on him out there. I'm not super familiar with him, the routes he runs. I mean, he's a slot guy. He runs deep. He can fly. He's a great player. So I don't have any concerns about him. His price is down 10% after a couple of good weeks and a lot of volume coming in his way. It's just the supply and demand of these things. That's why if you're selling these skill position players and they're going to have a really good fantasy game that year, you can gamble and double down and auction that thing off Sunday to Sunday. Hope they do well. We saw a lot of Cooper Cup Optic rookies, just the base ones, go for like $2 earlier in the week. And people that gambled on the Sunday to Sunday, one actually sold for $6.50, which isn't a lot. But if you do that 10 times over on any given Sunday, that's $40 to $50 that you could make. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, even though he fumbled, he's still having great volume. He sold 53 cards in the last week. 139 cards in the last week. And he's doing very well. Henry Ruggs, after a couple of big games, he's seen a plus 59% volume. But who knows what's going to happen with Derek Carr? He took a little injury. They say he's going to be playing. But nonetheless, average sale on him is $20. We got Chase Young as the first defensive player we've seen. He's an absolute animal against the run and pass. The volume is down over time, but in the last week it is up. And a 1% price gain. Jonathan Taylor, Chenault, Justin Jefferson are all in that about 90 sale range. Justin Jefferson has looked really good. Kirk Cousins, he's competent, but he's like most hard quarterback to watch. I really feel sorry for my friends that have to watch him every single Sunday. But, oh, Kirk. J.K. Dobbins still doing pretty well. Actually, his price has gone up after a couple bad weeks. DeAndre Swift, A.J. Dillon, Chase Claypool, T. Higgins, Cam Akers, Ayuk, Jacob Eason is that first kind of backup we're seeing. The first player that I'm heavily invested in is Daniel Jones. I'm skipping over J.K. because he's hurt and I've kind of crossed him out for this year. I'm going to be holding those cards. But Daniel Jones, he is the number four fantasy football quarterback in standard scoring right now. And he's had two good games. He has a rushing touchdown in both. He's playing confident. He doesn't have any good receivers around him. I don't think he has a very good coach. And again, he's coming up in that contract. Are they going to renew? Are they going to go to someone else? They looked frisky against Washington. They're going to have a lot of easy games. Not easy games, winnable games this year, in my opinion. Saquon has looked better. He looked explosive. So I think there's going to be a real market for Daniel Jones. He's not, his price is down 9%. His volume's down 34%. He's only had 185 sales in the last 7 days. Average sale around $100. But he is not talked about as much as Sam Darnold is. Sam Darnold is 2-0. Kyler Murray's playing really well. Trevor Lawrence is just throwing interceptions down the field. Mac Jones, Trey Lance. Like there's not a lot of Daniel Jones talk right now, in my opinion. Maybe that's just the media I'm consuming. But I think there's an opportunity there. And then lastly, it's just Matt Stafford. I think a lot of people that maybe are new to this want to get the next Mahomes. A lot of people want to try to prospect and get the next Mahomes. But I think there's a real value tier. And even Jared Goff, maybe not Jared Goff. He's kind of a bubble guy. But he's going to have some really good stats this year. They're going to be down negative game scripts all year long, throwing the ball to whoever they still have. Just a bad team. But back to Matt Stafford, Ryan Tannehill. I think there's opportunity with either of those players. Russell Wilson, too. It's a little spendier. But these are all going to be contenders. The AFC South is terrible. There's no way the Tennessee Titans don't win that division. The Rams have looked absolutely electric. And Stafford looks so much night and day different on this team. Looks like he's actually having fun. He's showing emotion. And he looks on par and on track with these receivers. I think Matt Stafford, even though his prices are going up a ton, you still have some time. I mean, look, he's no Shohei Ohtani, but let's compare that to Shohei, who played well month after month, and they just kept going up, and now they've kind of plateaued. But still, I think there's some room on the Matt Stafford bandwagon right now. Anyways, football cards are my favorite thing. I'm going to be doing more content on baseball, as baseball only has a few more days left in the regular season. We're going to be getting into playoffs and some of the best times of the sports calendar. Let me know what you think. If you see me post a video on TikTok or anything, I'm going to be talking about Fanatics. Post a comment there. Thank you, as always, for listening. It's only 10 minutes and 38 seconds of your day. Have a great one.